Welcome to this special ISAD edition of the StutterTalk.com podcast. This audio compilation features interviews we held with young members of the National Stuttering Association at their 2008 annual conference. Each participant was asked the question, is stuttering a gift? This podcast ends with StutterTalk co-hosts weighing in on the topic. We would like to thank Nina Reardon Reeves and Tammy Flores from the NSA for helping to organize and arrange these interviews. Do you ladies think that stuttering is a gift? Crystal, you look like you're ready to go.
Actually, yes. Stuttering is a gift in many ways. Well, when I was younger, I never would have thought that, basically, because I hated my stuttering. I was so ashamed of stutter. It was the one thing, if I could get rid of it, I would. I also have CP, and like that, I don't know, I never even thought much about that, because stuttering was so awful to me. And I've done a complete 180 just from meeting people who stutter that are really comfortable with it, that are really confident, and have really embraced their stuttering. So I've had really good role models, and so that has really changed my life. And now I think of it as a good gift, because it's almost made me more proud to be who I am. I have all these people that I can connect with so quickly, because we share something so deep. And I don't think a lot of people have that. I think everyone's sort of looking for a community, and we have that, and I feel very lucky to have that.
It's important to realize that there is some good that comes of it, whether it be strength, humility, the community we share here, the friends that we made, the ability to overcome monumental obstacles, or so they are in our minds. But would you want to be blind or deaf or something like that? No, like, I'd never choose that. Just like I wouldn't choose stuttering for, like, my child or something.
It's so easy to downplay how hard stuttering can be when someone asks you if it's a gift. And I remember someone, it was an our time thing, and it was like a question and answer thing, and someone asked, do you think of stuttering as a gift? And they went down, and every kid said, yeah. And then one kid was like, no, I feel like half of a person. And it really struck me, because she was being so honest about how hard it is, you know. And so it's like, it's really hard, but it's also a gift.
Yeah. So then the flip side of this question is, would you take a pill to cure your stuttering? A lot of, you're ready to go.
Why not?
I wouldn't feel the same. You know, people have asked me if I feel that it shaped my personality, and it definitely has.
You are crazy.
Sam, yeah. Your turn. Okay, so let's keep it.
We know Sam.
Yeah. I'm not saying I would trade everything I've been through and never have had that in my life.
I see.
I've had enough experience to take with me. I'm saying I hate it, or I can't stand it, or I can't like live with it. None of that. But to say that you wouldn't get rid of it if you could, I'd have to think about it, but I think I would. What do you think, Crystal?
I would not take a pill at all. It makes me kind of sad that so many people would give up their stuttering, because I think that people who stutter are amazing, and that they're here to like teach other people how to listen.
I think it's a gift. I use stuttering as an advantage every time that I possibly can. I mean, I used it on college applications like it was the best thing ever.
Because
that was our next question.
I wrote that in every box, in every essay. I stutter. I am different than everyone else. Remember me, because I stutter. Not everyone does this. Like, I have learned to not judge people, to to really accept people for who they are, and I don't think I would be that knowledgeable if I didn't stutter.
Just as a follow-up to that, then, if you could, would you take a pill to cure your stuttering?
No.
I love that
answer. No.
Are you crazy?
It sets me apart from everyone else. I like it. I wouldn't change it.
Do you guys really believe that stuttering can be a gift? Let's start with you, Sean. What do you think?
I do think stuttering can be a gift because it opens your eyes to all kinds of new things. Like, I hate to use the word normal, but if you are a normal person, you just don't see some aspects of life. Like, if you are a stutterer, you become sympathetic to people that are a little bit different. As, for example, if you stutter and you see a new person from a brand new country that has no idea what's going on and he has no new friends and he really doesn't know much. He really doesn't know much English. You might probably be the first person that goes up and says hi to him and says welcome to our school or country or yada yada, and it just makes you so much more compassionate to how people feel and how they are treated. It makes you want to just be a nicer person. Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuttering just totally like opens your eyes to different things. I mean, like you said, we don't really want to use the word normal, but for lack of a better word, normal people, I mean, sometimes can just sort of take things for granted that they can. And when you stutter, when you do fluently ask out that girl, or you order at the restaurant without totally looking like an idiot. You're just so happy, like small things like that in life, which other people who don't struggle with this and totally take for granted and not understand what they have. And I mean, like, it opens your eyes, like people who are different. People who also struggle, and you learn that you really don't even have it that bad.
Stuttering has taught me how to accept challenges in my life and how to go after things. If you asked me when I was growing up if I was going to be studying to be a speech therapist, or if I was going to someday be a public speaking teacher, you know, there's no way I would have believed that. Learning to deal with my stuttering and learning to manage my stuttering has given me a certain confidence that I never would have had it not been for stuttering.
As Eric said, you know, some of my very best friends in this world are people who stutter, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. It really brought me so much closer to my family. I mean, I reached a point in my life where I couldn't stutter alone and I needed some help, and I turned to my family, and there's no way I would be as close to my parents and to my brother and sister if it weren't for stuttering.
For me too, it almost helped me to focus myself, to work on my own patience and tolerance of others. It kind of helped me to put the important things in focus in a way that I don't know that I could have done had I not been a person who stuttered.
It's given me such a greater faith in fellow human beings.
I mean,
for example, there's somebody I know who suffers from deep depression, and I knew quite a few people who had basically given up on this person. In this case, I knew they were going to find a way out, that it was going to become too much of a burden to bear, and that they would start taking it on. And when you hit rock bottom, and when you fight your way back up, it's like that's your battle. And it's a battle that was hard, but I would never trade it in for anything.
That's the insidious. So wait, what was it that you said, Joe? The evil paradox?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Stuttering has made us all into better people. And yes, we can all say that after we've gone through the struggle and come out on top. But once you're not there yet, it's still that evil paradox.
Guys, I remember being a kid on the bus to camp, and every person on that bus was teasing a child because he was adopted. And they were all calling him Little Orphan Annie. And of course, the bus driver didn't step in. And I remember getting up from my seat and sitting next to the kid. And that was the only way I could think to show solidarity. And I knew when I was, I don't know, 8 or 9, that it's just wrong to treat somebody like that. And I have to think that's because of my stuttering. Greg, in past shows, you've talked a little bit about one of the gifts of stuttering being a social filter. Could you flesh it out for us a little bit?
To me, it's just such a refreshing thing, is that I meet somebody, I might drop a block on them, even on purpose. And within that split second, they're going to totally reveal themselves, and then I get to see them. And from there, you know, you can say, yeah, that's a person I'd really like to get to know, or I'm sure they're swell, but that one's not for me. It was a neat yet sombering moment when I figured out that I had that kind of power.
Hi, I'm Julie.
I'm Annette.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're the proud parents of kids who stutter.
Hi, this is Russ Hicks. And believe me, if you stutter, you're not alone.
Hi, I'm Sean.
Hi, I'm Drew.
We are from the NSA.
And you're listening to Stutter Talk.